Greetings, dear friends, in the Savior's precious and worthy name. During this week, I have been having my quiet time, that is, the time when I get alone with the Lord, in the book of Acts. And I have been much impressed with the commitment that these early Christians had to the preaching of the Word of God. They weren't too interested in philosophy. They didn't have book reports when they got together. They gathered to preach the Word of the Lord. Let me just give you some examples. Picking up at Acts chapter 4 and verse 2, it says, they preached through Jesus the resurrection. When we get to chapter 8, we read from verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. A little further on in that same chapter, we read, and they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, it says they returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages. The next chapter, chapter 9 of the book of Acts, verse 20. And immediately he preached Christ. You see that commitment? It was to the word of God and to the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 13. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of the Lord in the synagogues of the Jews. Chapter 13 and verse 38. Through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. I've heard some people say, well, why do people go out as missionaries? Why do people always want to talk about Christ? Well, you see, when we are born again of the Spirit of God, we're given a mandate from the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory to preach the Word of God, to preach the gospel of the grace of God. And that's exactly what these early Christians were doing. Acts 14 and 7. And there they preached the gospel. And of course, you know that the gospel is the good news. The good news of how Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. How he was buried and rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And that's why we must preach the gospel, the good news, the Word of God. Why we must preach Christ. Acts 14:21. And when they had preached the gospel to that city. Verse 25. And when they had preached the word in Perga, going over to chapter 15 and verse 36, the same story, the same truth, the same emphasis, where we have preached the word of the Lord. Chapter 17, verse 13. The word of God was preached by Paul at Berea. And verse 18, he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. So you see, beloved, the emphasis by the Christians in the early New Testament church was upon the proclamation, the preaching, the teaching of the Word of God about Jesus and the resurrection. How that you can be saved by the grace of God, saved from an eternal judgment in the lake of fire burning hell, saved to be with Christ for all eternity. Not only were these early Christians committed to the preaching of the gospel, to the teaching of the Word of God, but Christians out at the Gospel Chapel in West Nashville are also committed to this same message, how that Christ died for our sins according to Scriptures, how that he was buried and rose again the third day. Now, because we are committed to the teaching and preaching and proclamation of the good news, the gospel, we're having a special emphasis beginning Sunday, December the 4th, and going through Wednesday the 7th. We have an evangelist from Atlantic, Iowa, Mr. Dwayne Brown, who will be preaching at all our services on Sunday, and then Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. In illustrating these Bible truths and the gospel that Mr. Brown will be presenting, he has a puppet ministry. And so that makes it of a special interest to everyone, boys, girls, teens, and even adults and Great Power. And we want to take this opportunity to invite you to be with us and hear Brother Brown Sunday at our service, 11:10 a.m., 6 p.m. Sunday evening, and then at 7 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we want you to be with us. This is an invitation to everyone to come. The Gospel Chapel is the place where Christians meet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at 7305 Sonia Drive. That's at I-40 West and Old Hickory Boulevard on the west side, the Bellevue side of Nashville. We're at exit 199, which is only 10 minutes from the very heart of downtown Nashville. There are a lot of Christians there who know and love the Lord, and they would welcome you, because at the Gospel Chapel there are no strangers, but there are certainly some friends that you have not met. And because we are committed to the preaching of the gospel of the grace of God, we invite you to be with us this weekend. For more information, call us at 352-1745, and may the Lord richly bless you today for His name's sake. Amen.